This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride, upon your mystery.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. And we are broadcasting tonight in a little bit of a cool temperature situation down here. It's going to be in the 40s again tomorrow morning, and wow. But then again, it's not going to be 40 below zero like it is up there where Dave is in Indiana. And we are a nationally syndicated show heard on the Genesis Communications Network, live via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now, and we want to thank them for their service to America. Now, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too, thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. Now, to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitor workers, the security guards, the construction workers, the truck stop waitresses pouring that coffee all night long, and our convenience store clerks, thank you for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for our free Gun a Day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership could do for you. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I do believe we'll say the pledge. You ready?
I am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start right away tonight with some horrible news coming out of Houston, Texas. We had several police officers shot. Thank goodness they're going to be okay. But the bad guys also got shot, and I believe a couple of them got killed.
That's right, Captain. Two suspects are dead after a gun battle yesterday about 4:15 p.m. local time in southeast Houston. Four officers were shot. We understand two are hospitalized in good condition. Two, I believe, are in critical condition, and one suffered a knee injury after they went to a residence thought to, of course, been involved in some kind of drug trafficking, perhaps even black tar heroin. And they went to serve a search warrant. The suspects began opening fire on the police officers. We understand one suspect went back into the house but then came back out shooting again, and the officers took him down, but they were wounded in the process.
Okay, and the status of that right now is they know who they got. They're not looking for anybody else?
As far as we know, it's just the two suspects that are dead at this time, from what we understand.
Okay, well, let's go right to Washington, D.C., because some big news that happened yesterday that was brought forth was the acting attorney general announced that the Mueller probe is close to being completed.
Yes, that's right. I mean, this is very interesting news. This is something that we've heard by those trying to read the tea leaves, of course, as this has gone on, trying to see, is it getting closer? Is it going to be more time? It's been going on for some 2 years, of course, and now we understand that, according to the acting AG, that's right, that this could be getting to the close. Now, the indictment of, and the pre-dawn raid of Roger Stone, the arrest of Roger Stone, could also signal that perhaps the Mueller investigation is starting to get to the end game here. But at the same time, though, the very fact that, for example, Stone has been indicted, he'll probably come up to trial in about a year from now, which means that whatever the Mueller investigation is all about and what they're doing will still be front and center no matter what, even about this time next year.
Well, you know who I'm waiting for to go down next?
Who's that?
Jerome Corsi.
Well, very possibly, because Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi seem to be intertwined, at least in as far as how the Mueller probe team might be looking at them, having to do with how the hacked emails were found out about and this kind of thing. So you never know. But a lot of people, Captain, I think, are very concerned, of course, about the stepping stones that Mueller seems to be using here. We still don't have anything about the initial reason why the special counsel was put there to begin with. Namely, was there collusion between then-candidate Trump and the Russians and Vladimir Putin? This still seems to be pretty far afield of that.
Well, we'll find out eventually, but I don't know when that eventually will be. Folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, the other thing is the State of the Union message has been agreed upon between Nancy Pelosi and the president. It'll be held on February the 5th, which I believe is next Tuesday.
Right. I believe that it is next Tuesday. Let's see here. I think that's exactly right. Yeah, next Tuesday is February the 5th. That's right. So we're definitely going to have the State of the Union. It's going to be in the traditional location there in the House chamber for a joint session. And, of course, I think they probably thought it was too quick to get everything tooled up for the 29th, which would be today. So obviously it's going to be a 1 week delay. It's going to be interesting though, Captain, to see how the president is received coming into the House. Traditionally, there's the standing ovation and the clapping and the applause, and then it starts up again after the president reaches the podium. It's going to be interesting to see how this State of the Union goes, and if we're going to see any kind of real animosity from the Democrat side of the aisle. I don't really put it out of the realm of possibility.
I predict they'll be sitting on their hands.
I think so. And you know what's so ironic and actually sad, I think, for our country is that so many of the things that President Trump is talking about, especially regards to immigration, the Democrats have voted for in the past. But there's a personal animosity there now with him.
All right. Well, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about a personal request that was given to Nancy Pelosi yesterday. We're going to tell you what it is. And we'll see if she takes it. If I were her, I would, just to show some good faith. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All righty, and today at 12 noon, I'll be over at the Mission Barbecue with the gang. So if you want to stop by and have lunch with the captain, please do from 12 noon to 1:30. Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue here in Tampa. And they've got some great food there, and you get a chance to be with some great veterans and first responders and other people that are there. Last week we had a big crowd on Have Lunch with the Captain Day. It was a great time. Everybody had a good time. So we look forward to seeing you. Come on over today, 12 noon to 1:30, Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue, right here in Tampa at the north end of the runway. West Waters is right off the Veterans Expressway. Just make a right, come over past the first light, and it's in between that and the second light. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, if I were to tell you Nancy Pelosi had been invited by a bunch of ladies to go somewhere, where would you think they might have invited her to go?
Well, maybe down to the U.S.-Mexico border.
That's only because I told you.
Yeah.
but here's the deal. She has been invited by Border Patrol wives to come down to the border and take a tour of the border with the wives. Now, if I was Nancy, I would regard that as a compliment, and I would do it because it's not political. It's just, come on down. We're going to show you what's going on down here. Now, do you think she'll take advantage of it?
Well, you know, Captain, I think all things being equal, she could do very well to actually make a trip to the border to see firsthand, sort of a fact-finding mission. Now, one of the ladies wrote, we understand, telling her she didn't need to bring her security detail, maybe a little bit of humor in that.
No, because the Border Patrol take care of her.
That's right, saying our husbands, boyfriends, fiancés, wives, significant others are very good at their jobs, they said. And so since you, Nancy, meaning Nancy, you see no threat here, I'm sure you can just make a quick flight down here all alone, unquote. And but of course, I don't know that she'll take them up on that. I don't know that Nancy Pelosi will want the optics of that. But again, that's counterintuitive. What American official would not want to go and actually survey what's happening on the border? And I'll tell you why. Because if she goes down there and she sees firsthand and she hears the story, she then gets an understanding from real people, not elites, not people in the media, not
right.
People who have her ear for politics, but real people, she'll have a hard time coming back and saying, no, there's no problem. We don't need a wall. We don't need anything like that. It would absolutely destroy her position with President Trump.
Right. Now, we need to talk about Venezuela because the president yesterday levied some pretty tough sanctions against Venezuela, and it was against the oil and Citgo. You know who Citgo is, right?
Right, yes.
They're the oil company that's here. It's a Venezuelan oil company. They have gas stations here. They have 3 refineries in the United States. They will not be allowed to send their money outside the United States anywhere.
Exactly, which means it won't get back to Maduro, basically.
Nope.
Yeah.
Or the military, because the military's running the oil industry down there.
Well, exactly. So these are some pretty hard-hitting sanctions because the United States has, of course, and the president himself has thrown his support and recognition of what is right now seen by many countries with the possible, and get this, Captain, with the possible the exception of Russia, Iran, I think Bolivia, and a couple of other, oh, Turkey, by the way, this is also quite interesting. They're not recognizing the Guaido interim government. But just about everybody else is recognizing them as the legitimate government of Venezuela. But this is the way the president can put some pretty heavy-duty sanctions onto that whole area there, because Maduro's not going to go quietly. And and this is most unfortunately. People, of course, are praying there's no kind of violence or bloodbath in this. And this is one of the ways the president's trying to avoid that, I think.
Now, do we have military troops in Central or Latin America?
To some extent, I'm sure that we do.
Yeah. We do, but we don't have a large number of them. We just have details here, there, and everywhere doing what they're doing. But John Bolton yesterday was at a meeting, and his notepad accidentally said 5,000 troops to Colombia.
Yeah, I saw that earlier today. And number one, you know, talk about floating a trial balloon. This is one of the most unique ways that we've ever seen that done before. And second of all, I don't know that John Bolton is the kind of person who's going to make that kind of error when you go out to the press briefing room and allow people to see this very, very important information on your notepad, unless perhaps they are trying to float a trial balloon, but not necessarily for public opinion, but maybe to send a message to Maduro that the president of the United States, at least, is very serious about what is going on there.
Well, Colombia is an ally of ours. It wouldn't be the first time we haven't had some sort of exercise with them. But I am not surprised that John Bolton did that. I think he did that on purpose. I think he did it to upset Maduro. And Maduro's got to be thinking now, the U.S. is going to send a division down here. They're going to send the 82nd or the 101st down here. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, exactly right.
Because you know what Maduro was doing yesterday, don't you?
What was that?
He was out in the jungle with his wannabe soldiers having live fire exercises.
Well, you know, they can all try to.
And all they were doing was shooting up the jungles.
Yeah, exactly. But and don't think for a minute that the Pentagon, somewhere in the Pentagon, they don't have some kind of contingency plan about what they might do in this very kind of situation.
They have plans for everything, my friend.
Exactly.
They have plans for plans, and we don't even know our plans.
Right, and that's why, like you said, Maduro would say, "Uh-oh." And hopefully it would, because again, this is about trying to make sure that the transitional government, the new elections in Venezuela will take place very soon per their own governing, their governing document basically, and hopefully without any kind of violence or bloodshed. So the president is actually perhaps playing this very, very well, and so we're going to see how this turns out.
And I'm hearing from some of our listeners up there, Dave up in Indiana sent me something earlier, said it was going to be 40 and 50 below zero with the wind up there near him over into southwestern Michigan and northern Indiana. That's with the wind now. That's what the feel-like temperature is going to be. And Catwoman and Road Dog are currently heading north to Lafayette, Indiana. They're in Emory, Texas, where they said it's a cold 35 degrees. Well, batting down the hatches is going to get a lot colder before you get to where you're going, guys.
It certainly is, Captain. And by the way, this may be happening in adjoining states in the area, but we know for sure that Michigan Governor Whitmer has declared a state of emergency since the extreme cold weather. And you talk about 50 degrees below zero. Wow, that is what bone-chilling cold probably doesn't cover it at that point.
Well, no, and you're any exposed areas absolutely freeze on contact.
Exactly.
I've been in that kind of weather before. It's not fun.
No, I can't imagine that it is, but to have the entire state of Michigan under a state of emergency in anticipation of this kind of cold weather just shows the seriousness of people going outside, this kind of thing, and so, right, batten down the hatches and stay warm any way that you can.
And Dave is in the igloo and the dog is in the chair under a blanket.
Well, good. Well, that's a keep warm and stay alive. That's the number one thing.
Yeah, I don't know what the temperature is. You'll have to send it to me. But anyway, oh, here it is. This is the thing from yesterday. Up there where he's at, across I-94 and I-90, 45 below zero in Warsaw, Indiana, Plymouth, Indiana, minus 48, Knox, minus 48, Valparaiso, minus 49, LaPorte, minus 50, Michigan City, minus 48, Gary, minus 45, Benton Harbor, minus 35. Oh, wow. It's ridiculous.
It really is.
And that's the feel-like temperature.
And that's the feel-like, exactly. So again, this is a major cold front that, of course, is moving across the United States, as we understand. And so we're there right now with all those folks listening and wanting to make sure that they're okay.
Yeah, and you truckers that are up there, for God's sakes, make sure your fuel's right.
Yeah.
Last thing you want to do is freeze up.
Yeah.
And air brakes, too, for that matter.
Yeah, I can see when you get to this level of cold, all kinds of bad things can just start happening to equipment and so forth. So, I mean, this is certainly not the norm.
By the way, Dave is also contributing here, telling me that I know Ron Edwards is going to be on in hour four, and he's telling me that Ron just went down to Texas, so he expects to see him show up in his Stetson and his Tony Lama cowboy boots riding a horse. And I said, well, maybe he'll be on a Palomino. Well, Dave said, no, he'll be on a Mustang.
Well, that's right. We know Ron, he'd be on a Mustang. That's right.
All right. Well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more of Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. We got more stuff to talk about, including Hillary. Hillary, I believe she's going to run. I really do. I believe she's going to run. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held her first press briefing in 2019. Among the things discussed, negotiations over border security.
The president's opened the government on the basis that Democrats have signaled to us that they're willing to actually get serious about a real deal and get serious about fixing the problem at the border.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also announced the White House is putting pressure on Venezuela.
We will continue to use all of our diplomatic and economic tools to support interim President Guaido, the National Assembly, and the Venezuelan people's efforts to restore their democracy.
That pressure includes tough sanctions on Venezuela's state-owned oil company. In Houston, Texas, one suspect is dead and five police officers were shot after police tried serving a warrant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
And host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, you are.
Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And Kyle, I'm sorry I stepped on you there at the tail end. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at the DR Mold Solutions Company. Now, back when I bought my house, I bought it as a fixer-upper back in 2010. I didn't envision living in it for 8 years, which I've done because it fixed up so nice that I said, man, this isn't bad. I like the location. It's over here by the water, Tampa Bay. I'd like to stay here. So I did. So I found out, though, that the mold that I had in there had to be, something had to be done about it, and it had to be done in a correct manner. So I called and got a hold of DR Mold Solutions. And what sold me about them was they have the EPA and FDA approved method to kill mold in your home or office by actually spraying the walls. And that spray that they spray on the walls stays there. Now, mine has stayed there for 8 years so far, and I've not had any more problems. And in case you don't know, mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. So, they will go anywhere in the state of Florida. And I want you to contact ER Mold Solutions if you're having problems here in the state of Florida with mold. 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. That's 727-692-9622, DR Mold Solutions, and ask them about their New Year's special, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, where they kill mold. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Dave is qualifying the weather report for us. You want to hear this?
Oh, sure.
Actual temperature this morning and Wednesday will be 25 below zero.
Wow. Well, still, I mean, that's really, really cold.
And he just sent me just sent me something here. Let me see what this is. All right. Right now it is, what's the date today? Is today the 29th?
Today's 29th, yeah.
All right. Right now it is 9 degrees, wait a minute, 9 degrees above zero, headed to 19 below. Wednesday, it'll be, the high will be 9 below, headed to 25 below. Thursday, the high will be minus 2, headed to 14 below for the low.
Wow, I just can't imagine that.
Not me, baby.
Yeah, that's cold, yeah.
No, not me. No, thank you. Dave, you can have it. All right, let's go back to what we were... he's so funny. All right, anyway, border deal. Is it going to get done by the 15th? What do you think? What are your real thoughts here?
Well, I hear that they are going to start in earnest, essentially trying to start negotiations as of Wednesday, I think, this week. But realistically, the positions that the Democrat elite, the leadership in the Democrat Party have, I don't know that they are ever going to come to any kind of compromise, offer any significant dollar amount. I just don't see it happening because of how they've positioned themselves. So following that, the president will be able to say, I gave them every chance. I opened the government for 3 weeks. Nothing has happened. They've still dug in. They're not compromising. And I'm going to go the emergency at the southern border route. That's where I think this is going. Yeah.
Well, I think that's where it's going too, because he is not going to shut the government down again.
No. I think I don't think he would see that as an option. Yeah.
No, because they lost at least $7 billion in terms of revenue. Now that's revenue to the government during that time, and they just can't afford to do that.
No, and politically,
and we don't even know what the business has lost.
Well, exactly, and politically, it's a real, real damaging thing. The Democrats may be salivating that the government would shut down again, so that they can continue to feign all this, outrage and this kind of stuff.
Now, I got some good news yesterday from the IRS.
What was that?
They received my tax return, accepted it, and everything was fine.
Oh, excellent!
So all it did was take them a few hours of the first day they got back to do that.
Yeah, the early bird.
I'm always an early bird when it comes to that. I just don't mess around.
Yep, that's good.
So then we can expect to see problems along the border. Still.
Well, I think so. I think that it, depending if the president comes out, because he's also in a real swedge as well. I mean, he's got his campaign promise. If he set it up such that, look, if they don't make a deal, I'm going to do this emergency situation, and if he doesn't do that, then Ann Coulter will be sort of the least of his worries on criticism. So I think he will make good on that.
Now, have you heard about the measles outbreak in the northwestern U.S.?
Truth be told, I have not heard much about it. What's going on?
Portland, Oregon. Now, Portland, Oregon is significant here because it's a sanctuary city.
Right.
31 cases of measles with kids and growing.
Very, very interesting. Well, of course, when you talk about any kind of outbreak, I immediately think of some of these things that we're hearing about at the border. We had the flesh-eating bacteria story that came out the day before yesterday, I believe. Then you have other sorts of conditions and so forth that seem to be making their way to the United States, again, via those who are crossing over, making a trek and crossing over the border.
Now, you know who Senator John Thune is, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he has now introduced a bill to repeal the estate tax. Now, where he's from up there in North Dakota, a lot of farmers have some very big farms, and to keep the family farm in existence, you got to get rid of the estate tax.
Well, sure. one of the biggest problems, Captain, that happens is that when you have family farms and then they can't continue on because of these kinds of things, and what happens then, of course, it gets taken over by the big farming, big agriculture, basically. And if we lose the mom and pop, as it were, or the family farm, the generational farm, we're going to never see it again, obviously, in this country, and it would be a huge, huge loss.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to hear the rationing behind, the rationalization behind a Democratic, let's see, what is her name here? Maggie Hassan. She's a member of the Homeland Security and Finance Committee. Listen to this stuff she had to say. Whoops, let me go back over here and find us. Here we go.
Good morning to you. I'm glad you're joining us in a morning when you guys are fully up and running. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Poppy. And yes, I think we are all very relieved that the government is back up and running. Mm-hmm. Incredibly grateful to the federal workers who were needlessly penalized here. We can't have another government shutdown. And I think it's incredibly important to make sure that the American people are never again used as pawns like this.
So let's talk about the way to a deal, because after the temporary agreement was made, you said we can find a way forward. You also, Senator, told Bloomberg News just in December, quote, we need strategically placed fencing and other kinds of barriers in certain parts of our border. Does that mean that you would agree to and vote for a deal that does include funding for a border barrier?
You know, last Thursday we had a bipartisan discussion on the Senate floor about the importance of ending the shutdown, which there was bipartisan agreement was needless and harmful to the American people and our economy, and that we all pledged to work in good faith to find common ground on border security. And that's what I'm committed to doing. And I think that really starts with making sure we're listening to the experts on the front lines on this.
Listening to the experts on the front line on this, and what are they asking for?
They're asking for a wall, a barrier, yeah.
So what's that sound like to you?
Well, she's sidestepping around the issue because she doesn't want to really, answer directly that question, I think. She wants to talk about all this other kind of stuff, electronic this and that, and whenever you hear the words, well, we talked about this in a bipartisan way, means I don't want to do what is being requested here.
Well, she was asked if she could come to the table with $5.7 billion for a wall, and she said, I don't think so, but we could certainly come to the table with some money for a barrier.
Yeah, well, that's at least a start, basically. I think the Democrats altogether seem to want to sort of cloud the whole issue that we don't need some kind of barrier really, or is that as the primary thing, but they want to talk about the technology and the drones and the sensing and the electronic dogs, as Nancy Pelosi would put it, and on it would go. I just don't know that they just don't want to give President Trump a win on this. They understand what that win means. It means that President Trump gets that much closer to re-election if he's able to finagle the wall.
Well, the American people want something done along that border, and they get it. They understand that we have people that are coming in. There's areas where there's nothing where they come across the border, and they want something where the nothing is.
Well, right, exactly. And again, this isn't about a 2,000-mile concrete wall. This is about the strategic locations such that the human trafficking, the drug trafficking, stops, generally speaking. And, yes, then they might have to go to different ports of entry.
Got to run. We'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Kathy.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Follow him at KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. And I'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report and some weather, too. And, boy, it is really miserable up north.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Kadusha, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just what no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never
Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Alrighty, that's Jerry Reed up there running around with old Fred in the front seat. And, of course, the bandit's up there somewhere to him. Now, I'm going to read this statement, and then I'm going to get into particulars. Very dangerous and life-threatening Arctic air mass is expected this week. Back-to-back cold fronts will slice through the eastern two-thirds of the country to deliver one of the coldest Arctic air intrusions in recent memory, especially from the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley. Now, from Tuesday through Thursday, expect frigid temperatures and bitterly cold wind chills, likely leading to widespread record lows and low maximum temperatures. This is not going to be pretty, and it's going to be absolutely miserable, absolutely miserable. Now, here we go. Wind chill factors 50 to 60 below zero are expected in North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin, parts of Michigan. You'll have wind chill factors in the northern part of Indiana as far as much as 45 to 50 below zero with the wind. In northern Illinois, also in Iowa, the rest of Wisconsin. It'll also be in the eastern part, northeastern part of Nebraska, where wind chill factors will be down between 35 and 40 below. Wind chill factors in Arkansas will definitely be in that mix, too, in the northern part of Arkansas. And then, are you ready for this? We have a big old snowstorm, winter storm, cranking up from Louisiana on a northeasterly chart to go up into the mountains of Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and head on up into upstate New York and New England. Now, this storm is going to dump snow further south than the last time. There will be snow below I-20, believe it or not. In Mississippi, about 40 miles or so north of the Gulf of Mexico, you will see snow flurries. The same with Louisiana. And you'll see snow flurries in Louisiana up to about one-third of the state, and then it'll go across in Mississippi, most of Mississippi. I-20, you're certainly going to get it. I-59, you're certainly going to get it. I-55, north-south, you're going to get it. And the winter storm warning pretty much follows I-20, I-30, I-59. And northwestern part of Georgia, there's a winter storm warning tonight. And over there, possibly around 1330, our affiliate there, AM 1330, in Carrollton, you may be getting some snow there tonight. South Carolina in the mountains, you'll be getting it, winter storm warning. Tennessee, northeastern Tennessee, I-81, I-40 across through Asheville, I-77 coming up out of Charlotte, and Virginia, I-81, I-77, West Virginia, the West Virginia Turnpike, I-75, you'll get caught up in this too. By the time you get up there into the northern part of Georgia, you'll get it going up through Knoxville, Tennessee. You'll get it going up through Kentucky. You'll get it going up through Ohio, and you'll definitely get it going up until you run into Michigan, where you'll run out of it, and it'll just be absolutely miserably cold. Now, tonight, you do have the lake effect snow again coming off Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, and it's just been absolutely inundating upstate New York. I-90 from Buffalo across to Albany, we're talking 1 to 2 feet. North of there in the Adirondack Mountains, the Tug Hill Plateau could be 2 to 4 feet. All of New England is under a winter storm warning tonight as well. And again, cold temperatures are headed in your direction. So that's where we're at. The weather is not good, and so much for global warming. Right on cue. Right on cue. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Isn't that something? How we managed to find that. And let's see here if I got what I got. I might not. I'm looking for something here that... Oh, here it is. Let's see if this will play.
Family Automotive is the proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch Studio. This is David Moss Jr. We love our veterans, and they receive preferred pricing at any Moss Family Automotive location, including Moss Nissan and now Moss Family Chevrolet.
Now, Moss Family Automotive has got four dealerships right now. They've got the big new Chevrolet dealer here in the Carrollwood section of Tampa, up on Northdale Mabry, 16414 Northdale Mabry. And then they've got the two Nissan dealerships. Dave said he wants a Nissan. I told him to come on down and I'd help him get a good one. But anyway, Crystal River and Newport Richey, the Nissan dealerships. And then, of course, they've got the certified pre-owned Moss Family Automotive store in Homosassa Springs, which is where all the PERC used vehicles go. They always come with Moss Care. They always come with free oil changes. They always come with free tire rotation. So there you go. And again, to quote my buddy Dave Moss, I'm going to play this again because I didn't catch it just right. It didn't play the first part of it.
Moss Family Automotive is the proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch Studio. This is David Moss Jr. We love our veterans, and they receive preferred pricing at any Moss Family Automotive location, including Moss Nissan and now Moss Family Chevrolet.
There you go. Now, that played the whole thing that time. But my point is that if you've served in the military, you will save tens of thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle. Whether it's a Chevy from their Chevrolet dealership here in Tampa, whether it's a Nissan from their Nissan dealerships up there in Crystal River and Newport Richey, you can't go wrong. Nobody else is doing this. And we've had people come here from as far away as Arizona, from as far north as Calgary, Alberta, Canada, up in Ontario, up in Quebec, all points in between, from Maine, from upstate New York, from Vermont, all points in between. They've come down here to save money because they can't get this deal where they're at up there. And to that I say great, because Moss Family Automotive will definitely put their best foot forward. And let's see. Dave, I have no idea what you're asking me here. I don't know what... Oh, talking about the electronic stuff on the border. You know, a drone in the air or that electronic stuff is not going to stop the people from coming in. All you're going to know is where they came in at and where and the direction they went. You're not going to know anything else, and nobody else is going to be able to stop you. I mean, you got to have boots on the ground. And that's why I'm adamant about the fact that they got to put that wall up there. And let's see. Hello there, Jeff. How you doing? And time to warm up the inners with some great Mission Barbecue at high noon. You betcha, my friend. And I'm going to try to get there at the right time. The right time today. Oh, I can't quit laughing here. There we go. Can't quit laughing. Because I've been caught. I've left earlier each time. The first time I left 10 minutes early to get there on time, and I got caught in traffic. Second time I left 15 minutes early. I figured, well, I'm sure I'm going to be fine. Got caught in traffic. This time I'm going to leave 25 minutes ahead of time and see if I can get there. Because I got the furthest, I think, to go to get there coming across the two bridges. I got two bridges I got to cross to get there. But anyway, is what it is. Coming up, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Can't wait to find out what's on her mind tonight, because she promised us some interesting stuff tonight. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.